We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Going to talk with Jeff Hathorne, sports director, 93.7 FM, The Game, or I should say The Fan in Pittsburgh, joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jeff, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good. A little bummed over the recent news, but hopefully baseball will be able to continue on because it's been fun to actually have games that weren't played 20 years ago on the radio and television.
Let's first and foremost start with baseball gets out of the chutes. It was great to see baseball back. What are the thoughts regarding the Pirates coming into this abbreviated season?
Yeah, and it's weird because these series feel like football games. There's so much more, you know, it's normally it's like, well, it's all right. But, you know, you lose two out of three, all of a sudden, oh, man, you got to get going because there's not a lot of time in a 60-game season. I think there was very little buzz about the Pirates heading into the regular season just because it was obvious they were rebuilding even though they weren't saying it. There's not a ton of talent on this team. They ended up losing their top two starting pitchers on an already thin rotation. So there wasn't a lot of, you know, optimism about it. There was some optimism when there was talk of 16 playoff teams, which, of course, is back. But I think the fans are pretty realistic. You know, the payroll is low. There's not a lot of star power. And what they're selling the fans are a lot of what-ifs. And, you know, with what-ifs, and they don't normally all fall together, so you have that magical year. And I think that's what we're seeing, at least out of the start here.
Looking at the rebuild, if you will, where does the optimism fall for the Pittsburgh Pirates? Is it in 2021, 2022? What are they building towards?
That is a great question, one that we get asked all the time. I think their goal is to build towards 2022. They have a crop of young players that are just getting into the majors and a couple behind them, along with a couple of decent starting pitchers. Mitch Keller was one. He got the win yesterday in St. Louis. That is their hope. And what they would have to do is then, unfortunately, trade a Josh Bell and hope to get some good prospects in return that could play right away, or at least some major league ready players that are being blocked at the major league level. And then it's up to them, up to the front office and up to the ownership to be able to spend some money and fill in with some free agents. The problem you have with a situation like Pittsburgh right now is this isn't a desirable location. So a lot of times when you go to get free agents, you're having to overpay, which exacerbates your payroll situation. So that's kind of where they're at. 2022 would be their spot. They do have a couple of really good infielders in their system, and they feel good about Brian Reynolds, who had a really nice year. If Gregory Polanco can stay healthy, they have him under contract for a couple more years, and he's almost back. So, I mean, that's part of the hope with this franchise. And then they're going to have to pull off a couple of decent trades.
So as the Brewers get set to come in, I mean, I know tonight we're going to be talking about a lot of protocols. We're going to be talking about games being canceled, which throws the big bucket of cold water on the start of the baseball season. But the Brewers did not fare well. Their bats were relatively silenced in two out of the three games against the Cubs. Meanwhile, you guys put up 11 runs in three games, lost the first couple, and then finally won again yesterday before you get out of town and get out of St. Louis. You know, where is this team as we sit today getting ready for tonight's series with the Milwaukee Brewers? And we've seen Christian Yelich, Keston Hearn, a few of these guys really not hitting the ball. So maybe if you're the Pittsburgh Pirates, you're kind of smiling, going, okay, maybe we're catching these guys at the right time. We can kind of get back on the winning track.
Yeah, I think they do kind of feel that way or hope that way here. You know, what you're going to see are a couple lefty starters. Steven Brault's going to go tonight. He's going to go a couple of innings, and Chad Kuhl is likely going to come in. They've set up this kind of tandem starting situation with Brault and Kuhl. Brault's a great guy, but he's been very inconsistent. And then Derek Holland is going to throw in the second game. And then you get Joe Musgrove in the third. Musgrove has been around for a little bit, and he's now their ace of their staff. So pitching is still a big question mark. Hitting, you know, Colin Moran drove in 80 runs last year very quietly. He is off to a quick start, homered yesterday. Jose Asuna has been a guy that's been looking for a position, and he's with a designated hitter. He's kind of found a spot in the lineup, and through a couple of games has looked really good. And he's one of those guys that's been kind of a quad A player, but maybe this is his time to shine. Beyond that, there's not a ton of depth. Brian Reynolds has gotten off to a really slow start after having a big season his rookie year, and Josh Bell is finding it a little bit. He hasn't shown any of that power yet, but, you know, with power hitters, they can get really streaky and can launch at any time. But it's still a young team. I mean, Gerard Dyson is a center fielder. He's the veteran on the team, and I think most other players are 28 or younger.
Off the field, when it comes to the games themselves, anything special the Pirates have in store? I mean, I know everybody's trying to do things virtually. Everybody's trying to add crowd noise. Everybody's trying to do something that's going to engage fans even more so. We saw Fox over the weekend starting to pencil in the animatronics these virtual fans, and they were changing jerseys during things that were good and bad. So anything that the Pirates are doing to try to engage their fans a little bit more?
No, they're doing subvert. They do you know, much like the sausages in Milwaukee, they do a virtual pierogi race. And so they'll do that. They're going to interact with some fans. They did some Zooming with some fans on television where they brought them in at certain situations. But they don't have anything huge. You know, unfortunately, they've been a little behind the curve. And I don't know if that's they're trying to see what other teams are doing. They have not announced much of what they're going to do. They said that's going to develop as the season goes on. Maybe waiting for protocols, maybe to see what other teams are doing. But as far as anything special, there's, you know, unlike St. Louis, where you could put some fans over on the other side in that bar area, or Wrigley the same way, there's really no place to do that here in Pittsburgh.
Before we get out of here, like the Brewers come into this series, like I said, 1-2. You've got the Cubs on top with the Cardinals right now. How did you see this division in Major League Baseball? Many thought that this would be probably the most hard-fought division because there's so many teams near the top that could be just equal or just a tier above or a tier below one another. How did you see this division coming into the season?
No, I agree. I think it's a really tight division. I think, sadly for people in our area, I think Pittsburgh is clearly the worst team out of them all. But, you know, if they have the what-ifs fall their way, they can be competitive. And I love the emotion in these division games. I mean, you see a ton of emotion even without – fans. We saw some barking between Cardinal and Pirate players during their series this past weekend. So when you have that type of emotion, you don't know what's going to happen. I don't think St. Louis, I mean, their lineup is old, but they're like the Patriots. They always find a way to be there in the postseason mix. So Brewers have talent. You have Christian Yelich, obviously, and I think the Reds' rotation is going to keep them in every series. So I think it'll be fun. As long as we can finish this season out, and for as much bickering as there was and bad blood, and the 60-game sprint could be a lot of fun because I think these division games are going to be closely contested.
Jeff, always a pleasure. We'll chat again down the road. I appreciate it, okay?
Yeah, stay safe. We'll talk soon.
Keep our fingers crossed. We have a season to talk about. That's Jeff Hathorn, sports director, 93.7 FM, The Game, or I should say The Fan. I keep saying The Game. The Fan in Pittsburgh. And you can follow him on Twitter at J. Hathorn, H-A-T-H-H-O-R-N, at Jay Hathorn on Twitter, and follow his stuff there. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.